Joining us now are our Friday political commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator in Lansing. And Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former majority leader of the state Senate. So this is the last time we get to talk before Election Day. What are you going to be watching most closely on Tuesday? Vicki?
Voter turnout.
Yeah?
And we'll see how it goes. This has been it's been like a 2-year campaign season. So I think everybody's very, very tired, but some of us are quite excited.
I think some of these candidates have actually been on the road for nearly 2 years. Ken, what are you going to be keeping an eye out for?
Well, this is, I think, an unusual midterm election in that that even though Trump is not on the ballot, Trump is on the ballot. Because I just think nationally, this is by and large going to be a referendum on him and his policies and his behavior. And I think it's going to resonate down the ballot, even in the state legislative races. So that's kind of what I'm going to be focused on, both nationally and here in Michigan.
Let me ask you, too, about one particular campaign or race. How well do you think the candidates for governor ran their races? Vicki?
I'm extremely disappointed in the performance of Bill Schuette in the debates and his performance overall. I am a Democrat, and I think that Gretchen Whitmer will make an excellent governor, and I'm looking forward to her being our next governor. But to keep invoking the same sad, old, tired Granholm lost decade and the one state recession over and over again without really talking about what your policies are, what your goals are, how you hope to lift Michigan up and move us forward and continue the legacy of this great state was a lost opportunity for him.
Ken, what do you think, how the candidates for governor do?
You know, I'm going to make my comments here and then say that, you know, the election is Tuesday, and if Schuette wins, then my comments are going to look pretty stupid. I don't think his campaign, it didn't seem to materialize or resonate very well, in my opinion. You know, when I think the issues are things like the condition of the roads, health care, the drinking water situation in Michigan, environmental contamination, you know, just to talk about cutting the income tax, I just don't think it kind of resonates with people in terms of what they're thinking about or concerned about. But like I said, I mean, if he pulls a rabbit out of the hat and wins on Tuesday, then, you know, obviously I don't look very smart.
Yeah, I don't like to comment on things like this, but I have to say I didn't see the Schuette campaign switch gears from the primaries into the general election. Did you guys see the same sort of approach?
It never did, and I think that's where the Whitmer campaign really came on strong. There was some concern at the beginning of the election season that she wasn't going to peak in time, but I think she's run an excellent campaign and stuck to her major issues, and that's health care, roads, and education, and making Michigan a better place in the environment. And that's the message that the Democrats have been using across the state, which resonate with voters. We've been living here with lead issues and cracked windshields, and I think she's finishing up with a little bit of humor. On the other hand, this has been a terrible week for Republicans, especially in the state of Michigan and in Pittsburgh and across the border to the south. So I think when you've got pipe bombs and a deadly massacre at a Jewish synagogue on the Sabbath, and the president doesn't stand up and begin to unite the country, and then it's followed up with a Pence visit, and instead of talking about bringing communities together, they bring in a messianic rabbi who is a Christian, and most Jews consider that kind of rabbi a Christian. They accept Jesus as their Messiah, was really tone deaf to the Jewish community. And the heart of the Jewish community is in Oakland County, Michigan. And it's been a real rough week here for the Jewish community and for Lana Epstein.
Ken Schuette's campaign, did you feel it stayed preaching to the base and forgot about the general election?
I think it's always hard for a Republican to pivot from the primary to the general, because in the primary you try to appeal to the more conservative elements in your party. And then in the general, you've got to appeal to more independent and moderate voters. And it was a particular challenge this year because of Trump, you know, where Bill Schuette tied himself to Trump in the primary. And then the challenge of pivoting after the primary, I just think it was too much and overwhelming. And like I said, I just feel the campaign never really resonated much after the primary.
Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Thanks for the time.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lester.